Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In the fast-paced world we live in, it often feels like there's never enough time to do the things that truly matter. Make Time: How to Focus on What Matters Every Day by Jake Knapp offers a refreshing approach to breaking free from this relentless cycle. The book, co-authored by John Zaratsky, draws from the author's experiences as designers in tech to reframe the conversation around time management and productivity. Instead of promoting traditional productivity tips or tools, Knapp and Zaratsky introduce readers to a customizable framework designed to help individuals slow down, focus on their priorities, and make time for the things they love. Through practical strategies and engaging anecdotes, Make Time is not just about managing your time, it's about fundamentally changing how you see and interact with your days. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, highlight a priority. The concept of highlighting a priority is central to Make Time. The author suggests choosing a single activity or goal to prioritize each day. This doesn't mean ignoring other tasks, but ensuring that your chosen highlight gets ample attention. The book provides a persuasive rationale for this approach, arguing that in a world saturated with demands for our attention, focusing on too many things leads to spreading ourselves too thinly. By dedicating focus to one significant activity, individuals can derive more satisfaction and achieve a greater sense of accomplishment. This method encourages reflection on what truly matters, promoting a more intentional and fulfilling use of time. Secondly, the laser mode, is about eliminating distractions to concentrate on your daily highlight. The authors detail various strategies for defending against the constant barrage of distractions we face, particularly from technology. They share personal anecdotes and strategies such as turning off notifications, designating time slots for checking emails, and even using more analog tools for planning and note-taking. This section of the book is a call to action to reassess our relationship with digital devices and explore how they impact our ability to concentrate. The focus on achieving a laser mode of work or activity reinforces the book's message that quality attention leads to quality outcomes. Thirdly, Energizing focuses on maintaining your physical and mental health to support your focus and productivity efforts. Knapp and Zaratsky emphasize the importance of sleep, nutrition, exercise, and mindfulness practices. They dispel common myths about productivity and health, arguing that taking care of one's body and mind is not time wasted, but rather an investment in being more present and focused. This section offers simple, actionable tips for integrating healthy habits into everyday life, highlighting how small changes can yield significant benefits and how energized and prepared we feel to tackle our daily highlights. Fourthly, reflect. Reflection is a critical component of the Make Time framework. The authors advocate for a daily review of how effectively the day's highlight was pursued, what distractions were most invasive, and how the strategies to energize and focus performed. This iterative process encourages a mindset of continual improvement and adaptability. Reflecting isn't about self-judgment, but about learning and tweaking the approach for better results over time. Through reflection, readers can discover patterns in their productivity and distraction, enabling them to make more informed decisions about how to structure their time moving forward. Lastly, redefining busyness. One of the overarching themes of Make Time is the challenge to the glorification of busyness. The authors critique the modern preoccupation with being busy as a status symbol and propose an alternative view where success is measured by satisfaction and engagement with one's priorities. This topic provokes readers to question their own perceptions of productivity, success, and the value of time. It offers a philosophical underpinning to the book's practical strategies, suggesting that the real goal is not to do more, but to do what truly matters, effectively redefining what it means to be productive in today's world. In conclusion, Make Time: How to Focus on What Matters Every Day is a must-read for anyone feeling overwhelmed by the demands of modern life. Jake Knapp and John Zaratsky provide not only a method, but a mindset shift that can benefit anyone looking to find more joy, engagement, and focus in their daily activities. This book is particularly suited for professionals, creatives, and entrepreneurs who struggle with balancing the myriad demands on their time. However, its principles are universally applicable, making it valuable for anyone interested in living a more purposeful and fulfilling life. through its combination of strategic advice and insightful reflections, Make Time encourages a proactive approach to time management, promising readers the tools to reclaim their time and focus on what truly matters. If you would like to support Jake Knapp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.